You're listening to the Back Home Network, presented by Home Field Apparel. And welcome, Hoosier fans, to another edition of the Inside Scoop with Tamar Bates. I'm your host, Jared Morris, and I know it's been a while. We haven't had an episode since the NCAA tournament, since before the Wyoming game. And look, you know, we've been trying to. it's just one of those things. The offseason hits, the summer comes, and as he and I talked about, you know, I've got a 15-month-old son. He's got a young daughter, man. You got young kids. It's hard to plan podcast episodes. And, so it's taken us a while to get the latest episode of the Inside Scoop up, but it is going to be worth the wait, I promise you. Tamar texted me last week, and he said, the freshmen want to hop on an episode with us. I was like, all right, let's find a time. We were able to. So Friday, June 23rd, hopped on Zoom with Tamar, and with the entire freshman class, Jalen Huchefino, Caleb Banks, CJ Gunn, Malik Renew, they are all on this episode for just a great conversation. I'll tell you what makes this unique and why I think you're really going to enjoy it. Whether you listen to the audio or the video, and the video is on YouTube, I would recommend the video for this one just to be able to kind of see the faces, and I think you'll get a better feel of the interplay. But, you know, we've gotten to know a lot of these guys. You know, a lot of these guys have been featured on the Hoosier Hysterics podcast, or, you know, Jalen Huchefino did a media availability. And so we've gotten to see some of these guys kind of one-on-one. But this episode really, I think, is going to almost at certain points kind of feel like a little peek inside the locker room when they kind of forget I'm there, just start talking. And that's the good stuff. And there are definitely some moments there. I wanted to kind of do something fun and interesting. And so, you know, kind of came up with this fun little game called Teammate Trivia, you know, and asked the guys questions about each other. And I definitely dropped a bomb on the conversation at one point when I asked CJ if he talks trash about, you know, being from the state of Indiana and how the state of Indiana has the best high school basketball. And clearly that is a topic that has come up amongst these guys already. And so you'll enjoy that. But, you know, really from my perspective, it was just a lot of fun to do this episode, a privilege to do it with these guys. I appreciate, Tamar setting it up and all the guys being willing to do it. And I think you're really, really going to enjoy this. So have fun listening to this episode of The Inside Scoop with Tamar Bates, brought to you by our friends at Speakeasy Sales Copy. Here we go. Let's get to it. All right. Well, we'll get started here in just a second. We'll go for about 45 minutes or so. I've got a little something fun planned for the end. So we'll do that before we close up. But appreciate you guys all being here. This will be a fun episode. Thanks for setting this up, sir.
Yes, sir.
For TB. Good to be here. Right.
Yeah, because I was I can't remember what me and Fino was talking about. But like this was like while we were signing the autographs, and like I don't know how it came up, but I was like, yeah, I got my own podcast. He was like, for real? I said, yeah, y'all.
It's just been dormant for a while. We just haven't done any episodes for a while.
You ain't did it in a minute.
We was talking about the Draymond.
Yeah, we was talking about Draymond Green. Yeah, we was talking about his, because I'd be watching his, like, he's hilarious, bro.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It has been a while since our last episode, which, Scoop, I think we did ahead of the Wyoming game. Isn't the last time that we got on here?
Yeah.
Last time. But I promise this episode is going to be worth the wait, because not only is Scoop here himself, but he brought some friends with him. So, Scoop, I will let you do the honors. Why don't you introduce our guests on the Inside Scoop this episode?
All righty. So, obviously, I'm sure you guys like can tell by their faces who these four are, but these are our incoming freshmen who will be part of the team this season. And, you know, obviously everybody that has like seen like the hype around these guys and just like writing and, but like, you know, I get to, you know, spend time with them up close and play with them. So, you know, we're excited for this upcoming season, but I'll let them introduce themselves. Go ahead, you know.
Yeah. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, we will have the video on YouTube. But yes, if you're listening on the podcast, let's go around. And yeah, why don't you guys all just introduce yourselves? And, you know, since you're new to Bloomington, just got on campus, tell us your favorite thing about Bloomington so far. Jalen, let's start with you.
Yeah, my name's Jalen Hood Shafino. You know, this is like my third week down here. So overall, it's been a great experience. Been enjoying it with the guys, getting to learn everybody's personality and everything, just getting out to work with them. But, you know, for me, my favorite part is pretty much just, like I said, being around the guys, just vibing with them and, you know, just getting a feel for everybody. So I think this year is going to be a, you know, a special year.
Absolutely.
Caleb? I'll go next.
Caleb, you going next or you want me to?
You got it. You got it.
All right. I'm Malik Renew. I'm from Miami, Florida, incoming freshman. Favorite thing around Indiana is probably the food spots. They got some good food spots out here. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Have you decided on a favorite yet?
Nah, not yet. Every spot I went to is pretty good, except that one taco spot. I ain't going to speak on that one.
All right, Caleb.
Well, you know, my name is Kaiser Banks. I'm south side of Atlanta, Georgia. My favorite thing about Bloomington probably the love for basketball around the city, around the town. And I'd say my favorite food spot is probably like Buffalo's.
Buffalo's. Never go wrong with Buffalo's.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right. And CJ?
So, y'all, my name is CJ Gunn. I'm from Indianapolis, up in the Fishers area. And my favorite part about Bloom is just probably being in the gym and the weight room, getting better with these guys every single day, just creating that bond. You know, can't wait for the season to start, for real.
Yeah. And Bloomington's pretty familiar for you, given that you've been up here many times.
I've been up here quite a few times.
Do you have, like, a favorite place that you, like, took the guys to, like, hey, this is, like, the best spot to go to?
I ain't even took him to no spot yet. So we still got to have to do that.
It's coming. It's coming. All right. Well, Scoop, why don't you update everybody on how your off season has been going? You know, I imagine you've spent some time at home, have done plenty of working out. What have been the highlights so far since the season ended when we last spoke?
I mean, this is obviously like coming back and like knowing what to expect, like in the off season, like coming into my sophomore year, like I kind of knew how everything was going to shake out. But like the highlight has really just been like spending time with my daughter. Like, honestly, like it's like whenever I do get to go home, or like when I was home, like after the season, like that was like the best part. It's always the best time for me. Like, cause that's just like being a father, like that's number one for me now. But that just makes me, you know, when I do come back, you know, it, you know, turns my focus up just a little bit more. Cause it's like, now I'm not doing all of this for me. It's not just for me no more. So, you know, spending time with Leilani, that's been the best part of the offseason. But other than that, like they said, you know, just, you know, getting around everyone and getting the whole group back together. We've all been enjoying each other. So, you know, it's all been good for me.
What's your favorite thing to do with her?
I mean, so she's 3 months. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not really too much that I can do with her, but I mean, a lot, like, but she's like, she smiles a lot. Like, she'll laugh like every like 10 hours, but she smiles all day. So, I mean, I just like, you know, I'll just put her in front of me, like have her like facing me, like just be holding her and like, kind of like talk, you know, you talk to babies and all that, but it's like, just like smiling, like she's smiling back, just like, and I like sleeping with her too. Like, you see, those are probably the best cuddles. Like we and she takes a lot of naps, so
yeah,
putting her to
that's
sleep.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then just sitting with her and, you know, maybe like putting her in the stroller, going on a walk, so little stuff like that until she can do a little bit more.
It's the best, man. There's nothing better than being a parent. For people who are listening on the podcast, it's cool seeing you talk about her, seeing your face light up when you talk about her. It's neat, man. It truly is an experience unlike any other. Which it seems like you are you're enjoying, which is awesome. Very cool, man. Very cool. So, guys, we are talking on June 24th, and we got some very interesting news today, which is that Indiana's opponent for the Big Ten ACC Challenge is going to be North Carolina, which is just going to be an epic battle, which means in the non-conference schedule, you're going to be facing North Carolina at home, Kansas in Allen Fieldhouse, and Arizona in Las Vegas, which is, according to T-Rank, three of the top 15 teams in the country. I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are on the schedule and the ability to play this kind of high level competition. Jalen, why don't we start with you? And I know we're kind of on Zoom, so if you guys want to pop in with this, maybe just raise your hand up real quick, and that way we don't all talk over each other. But Jalen, I'm curious, you know, what are your thoughts on the schedule and seeing the news today that we're going to be playing North Carolina?
And for us already, we already have, I mean, us as an Indiana team, we already have like the buzz coming in. So just to hear, you know, these games being said, it's really just fuel to the fire. Like, I know every day we've been, you know, going at it, working hard. It's been a lot of energy in the gym. So I know, you know, when the time comes and we play these teams, we're going to be ready. So it's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
How different do you think it'll be, Scoop, this season? Because obviously last year, Coach Woodson's first season, you know, the non-conference schedule was definitely geared toward kind of ramping up, learning a new system, giving you guys some time to, you know, to get going, not facing as high a competition. This year, I mean, it's on from the beginning.
Right. I feel like it's a really good thing just that this is his second year. So now it's like for the guys, for the returners, like really, and then it's just like we all know exactly what's going on, what he expects, like how he's going to coach and, you know, what the season looks like. And just like we know each other a little bit better. Like, and that's like from the staff down, like to the players. Cause it's like last year, it's his first year in the college game and we're all new to him. So he's teaching us a whole new system. So it was a lot more time spent on teaching and learning rather than us just getting straight to it because we know what to do. Now we know what to do. Like the culture is starting to be set a little bit more. So, and now it's just about, you know, getting these guys on the same track and then we take off from there. But in terms of the non-conference schedule, I feel like that's great for us. Cause it's like last year, like you said, like it wasn't, our non-conference schedule wasn't that strong. So I feel like, you know, playing against these two, like these good teams, like the national champion runner up, you got Arizona. We still don't know who we'll get for the Gavitt games. So yeah. It's like, that was what I wanted. Like I'm watching all these other teams last year have this like packed, like tough non-conference schedule. And I'm like, I want to do that. Like, I want to play these teams like before we get into conference play. So it's just I'm just grateful like for the opportunity. But like Fino said, you know, it's like this is what we're supposed to be doing. Like we're supposed to be playing these teams. So I feel like it'd be good for us.
Yeah. You know, and look, and obviously a big part of, you know, getting ready to play games like that, especially for you guys who, you know, are new, going to be freshmen, is getting your bodies ready for college basketball. And so, you know, CJ and Caleb, I'm really curious from your guys' perspective. The other guys obviously went, you know, to prep schools for a year. So I want to hear from them too. You guys didn't. I'm curious how much different the workouts that you're doing now with Coach Marshall are from what you did in high school. Maybe CJ, if you want to take that first, like what is the difference in intensity and actual, you know, exercises that you're doing? How different is that?
Yeah, I would say the biggest difference for me is the speed in which everything is done. So like the speed is just crazy. We're definitely not as focused on our nutrition as we are in the weight room in high school, but it's definitely a big switch. But you know, I'm willing to make them switches, and so is Caleb, and so is the rest of the team, and we'll do anything possible to get ready for this season. So I feel like we're going to go into the season well prepared and come out killing from the jump.
Yeah, Caleb, how's it been different for you?
Well, like CJ said, probably speed and intensity, probably. So but I feel like it's preparing me for the game, like nice type of schedule when we take on Kansas and North Carolina teams like that. So. Just got to get used to it. You're right.
Yeah. Malik, have you noticed a big difference too? I mean, coming from, you know, from Montverde, where, you know, we often hear, you know, the workouts at these prep schools, it's like being in a college program, you know, already. Do you feel like it really prepared you to kind of be a step ahead getting here?
On some levels, I mean, it definitely a big difference from the weight room standpoint, coming from Montverde. We, you know, we're in the weight room way more than we are in high school. So definitely just, you know, trying to get my body right, eating the right stuff and all types of things is definitely going to prepare me to play better on the court. On the court, it's the same thing. Competition's there. Everybody's bumping head to head. And that's what you want to see. I mean, coming in the first 2 weeks, the freshman group, you know, we're just trying to understand what Coach Wilson's trying to, set on the defense. And he's not worried about what we're doing on offense because he's going to let that flow. So on the defense end, we really got to understand what what he's talking about and lock in so we can, you know, compete with the older guys and just, you know, have a competitive practice every day.
Yeah. So if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or marketer, you know how much your messaging matters. Bob Knight said, all of us learn to write in the second grade. Most of us go on to do greater things. And coaches write about some writing, but not copywriting. The kind of writing that grows your business through memorable messaging and marketing. Any business can dominate the competition and win big with a world-class copywriter crafting time-saving and money-making emails, landing pages, ads, and more for you. Clay Manley from Speakeasy Sales Copy is one of the world's best, and he lends his talents to small businesses. Clay's an IU alum and an award-winning writer whose words have been trusted by Marvel, Slim Jim, Petco, and many other household names. After getting sick of helping the rich get richer, he left corporate copywriting to focus on helping small businesses grow. If your business could benefit from stronger messaging, then contact Clay at clay@speakeasysalescopy.com. And as a listener of the show, you can sample his proven playbook of million-dollar messaging secrets for free. Just go to speakeasysalescopy.com/scoop for more. That's speakeasysalescopy.com/scoop. This could be your banner year, and your copy is the X factor. Contact Clay at Speakeasy Sales Copy today. So last weekend, Anthony Leal and Miller and Jordan were at Switchyard, and my colleague Galen Clavio interviewed them. And Anthony let us know that a lot of times when you guys do workouts, it's him and the four freshmen, and he's often the one playing point guard. Jalen, how would you critique Anthony's point guard skills so far?
I think Anthony Leal does a good job of just leading by example. If you see coming to the gym, sometimes he's going to be like some probably the first or second guy there. He's always talking and communicating. So I think he does a good job of helping, you know, the other freshmen out.
Now they got into a conversation about trash talk. And I think, you know, Galen asked him who's the biggest trash talker on the team or who would the teammates say is the biggest trash talker. And he said they might say him. Is Leo that big of a trash talker in practice?
I think the biggest trash talker from just knowing this person for like a couple of years now, I would say Scoop. Like I played against Scoop my junior year of high school when he was at IMG, and like he was talking like a lot. So like that was probably, like, I think that might have been my first time playing him, maybe second, but he was just talking a lot. So just seeing his energy during the games and then being around him in practice, you know, I'd definitely say he's probably a trash talker.
CJ, do you want to respond to that, Scoop?
I do talk, but it's like now I feel like I've channeled it more. Cause yeah. Then I was a Rocky. Like I'm just I'm shooting.
But yeah, yeah.
Now I feel like more of it is more so focused towards my teammates, like motivating everybody else and leading, like with my voice and by example. So now I will like talk, but I mean now it's like I'm not really gonna start it. I'll finish it though. Like if you wanna get on that, okay, let's do it. But other than that, what Fino said was
I got something to add to that.
Go ahead, Malik.
I say what Anthony, it's more of a like a he's dedicated to the game. That's why he, you know, because when somebody's getting fouled, he's like, oh, that's a foul. Like, he's so, like, dedicated towards the game of basketball. That's why you hear a lot from Anthony, so to speak. Like, he's so, like, he's so into the game. That's why you hear a lot of Anthony.
Yeah.
You talk to Scoop first and you start talking crazy to Scoop first, that's when you start talking crazy to Scoop first, that's when, like, that's when he going to come in and start talking back to you. So you got to really know who you, like, going, you know, talking to, like.
I'm like, I'm one of them dudes, like, if somebody talk to me, like, I'm not going to crumble. Like, now I'm going to play better. Like, but.
Yeah, that motivates. Motivates a lot of people.
Like, but nah, Ant just cares. Like, he's like everybody else. But, like, you know, it's, you know, he just plays hard.
Yeah.
Right. So who's the biggest talker among the four freshmen?
Me.
Who said me?
Who said that?
Jalen, who's Shavino?
Jalen? Okay. Scoop, would you concur with that?
Yeah, I mean, Fino hasn't, like, he, like, in terms of, like, playing, like, we all haven't been, like, been able to really, like, play with each other, like, at the same time yet. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to see, but I mean, I don't know, because I don't know which. I think it was Malik. It was one day where, like, one of them, like, came in the locker room and said something to X. It was like the first time. Like somebody actually like, start like talking. So I don't know.
That was me.
I was trying to start something so we could have some, because we kept losing in the fives against the
Did we
guys.
Win that day?
So that day.
We won the next day.
We won two in a row. So
we sold.
I mean, it might have started something.
But I can't say anything. I wasn't.
But since that point, you can't say the games haven't got better.
No, they got way better. They've gotten way better
since that point. So, I mean, our group been competing. The other group been competing. So it's been good. That's good.
So, did you guys all watch the NBA draft last night?
Of course.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay? Who did you guys, like, when you're watching the draft, like, what are some of the things you're watching for? Are you paying attention to, like, how guys are dressed and that kind of thing? Kind of maybe thinking about when it's your turn to go up there, you know, what you're going to wear? Like, what are you thinking about when you're watching the draft?
I pay attention to my name.
I'm looking at former teammates and stuff that people who I play with.
That's because
Jalen and I were talking about this against. Before you got here, Malik. Yeah, because you played with Jalen Duren, who got drafted last night, right? Who else was among a former teammate or a guy that you played against that got drafted?
Caleb Houston. I played Musa Diabate from Michigan. I played against him. It's a lot of people that we played against that's getting drafted. So I mean, that's what I tune in for, to see who I played and who I played with. So that's really my.
Yeah,
that's what.
Facts. Because it's like now it's like more of the guys like around our age getting drafted, because like now we like are older. So it's like whether it be people like that I like personally know or like that I played with or played against or like, and like last night, like CB and Ochai, they both from Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's like I'm tuned in for that. And then I was training with some of the other guys who got drafted. And then like he said, Musa, like that's my dog. So. Like, yeah, that it's really like just like special seeing like people that like you worked with and like played against. It's like seeing them, you know, achieve that goal.
Yeah. CJ, are you a Pacers fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a Pacers fan, but I'm more of my favorite team is the Blazers.
The Blazers? Really? How'd you become a Blazers fan?
My favorite player, Dame. So I'm going to stay loyal to Dame.
You were cool with them getting Shaden, the mystery man?
I don't, like you said, it's a mystery. I don't know how to, you know, we just going to see when the summer league, he going to have to play in summer league.
Developing those type of talents, though.
Fact, oh, they, like when they drafted Anthony Simons. But, I mean, that was, he was, I don't know.
But he was already very skillful. I mean, but.
Yeah, it was just, it was totally different. Like, his vibe, like, and coming from a post-grad was, it's a different feeling. Like, it's not the same thing, but it almost is.
We don't know about this one. We're going to see, though.
We're going to see.
Caleb, are you a Hawks fan?
Yeah, I'm a Hawks fan. I got a love-hate relationship with them, though.
Why is that?
I mean, if you just got to be from them, just know, like, you can love them sometimes, you just got to hate them sometimes.
Yeah. Who'd they get last night?
I don't even know, to be honest. I think they got
Adrian Griffin. They got AJ Griffin.
That's a solid pick.
I mean, that's a solid pick. I can't go on.
They got somebody else. But they had two. They got two.
Yeah, they traded away one of my favorite players, Cam Reddish, though.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
With the Knicks now.
I know.
That's why you hate them? It's that love-hate relationship for you.
Yeah. Okay, so CJ's favorite player is Dame. Who is all your other guys' favorite player? Scoop, we know about your affinity for Kobe. Who's your favorite player in the game right now? We'll start with you, Scoop, and then get everybody's.
I like, because, like, usually, like a couple years ago, it would be, like, guys that, like, like I really like, I like Jason Tatum. Of course, I like Steph. Like, I don't like more like those younger guys. I mean, everybody love KD, but then I really just start paying more attention to like people who are like the same size as me. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm not 6'10", I'm not 7 foot. So like I like CJ McCollum. Mm-hmm. He's a real skilled guard, and I like
also has like, a podcast.
I like Kevin Porter Jr. I like his game like as a lefty. But I would say my favorite player right now is probably CJ.
CJ. Malik, what about you?
My overall player is Giannis, but like, well, who I think I'm compared to, I'll say like a Julius Randle.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I can see that comparison. Caleb, what about you?
Man, my favorite player has always been LeBron, so I'm just a big LeBron fan.
LeBron?
Like a lot.
There's nothing wrong with picking LeBron, man. Are they gonna do anything next year?
Hope they get Kyrie. That's what I'm hoping for.
They still gonna lose to Golden State.
Talking about getting Kyrie and DeAndre Ayton. I don't know.
All right, now they're doing too much. They're not getting. They don't got that much cap space. There's no way.
That's what I'm saying. You think this 2K or something?
You hear me?
I don't know, Malik.
Jalen, what about you?
I don't have like one specific favorite player, but I like watching guys like Chris Paul, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, and Luka.
Yeah. Yeah, you were saying in your media availability that, you know, Jason Kidd and Luka are a couple of guys that you look up to.
Yeah,
which I live in Dallas, so they're right here in my backyard.
Yeah, it's a great season this year. Kobe and Jason Kidd are my guys as far as like all time who I really like look at.
Kobe and Jason Kidd, you said?
Yeah, those are like my all time guys.
Yeah. So CJ, I'm curious, you know, one thing that I know as someone who is from Indiana and played high school basketball in Indiana is all of us who come from Indiana have immense pride in high school basketball from the state of Indiana. Do you talk a lot of trash to these guys who are not from Indiana about hoops in the Hoosier State?
No, I don't really talk a lot of trash, but you know, when the disrespect start coming for the Indiana high school hoops, I gotta stand on that. You know, I was talking about it yesterday.
They was talking about it yesterday. But it wasn't – we didn't get into that. It was just the Indiana guys, Race. I mean, yeah. Trace, Gallo, CJ, like Lil. They was talking about it. Anybody worry about them, dog.
Remember, Coach, y'all was trying to disrespect and say nobody – that high school – Tilly Wicks. You know?
Y'all be – Wait, what you call them? Tilly Wicks.
Tilly Wicks.
Let's be real. Like, the high school teams came up to Indiana and played, like – what do we rate that type of basketball, though?
Hey, bro, it was decent like, hoops. I saw Ben Davis was good. Fisher.
There's a lot of bad teams with one good player. Like,
facts.
Hey, exactly. Like, that's how it be, though. But
y'all can't say Indiana high school basketball is good.
But that's what I'm saying.
One good player on every team.
we can't go and recruit people.
You might as well just play the king of the court. If there's only one player,
we can't recruit. We got to – you live in the city, you go there. Or, like, you can go somewhere close. But we can't go recruit out of state and do all the other stuff. Like, you feel me? Y'all got scholarships to Mount Verde and IMG. We don't got that.
But we not, like Mount Verde. We talking about, like, just states, like, who has, like, the best.
Because
a lot of people that go to those type of schools not from
Indy
there.
I think Indy definitely got, like, the top high school hoops. Not all the teams in Indy, but, like, sectional 10, 4-8, like, that's a good hoop.
If y'all play my team back at the crib, we beating y'all. We beating a few Indiana teams. We might come up here and win a state championship. We might have came up to Indiana and won a state championship.
Oh, that's crazy. You see, that's where I got to stand on that. Like, it's not going to happen.
Florida, CJ,
like,
I've got your back. No school from Kansas is coming to Indiana. And
he's lying.
It's not going to happen.
That's fine. You're entitled to your own opinion.
Hey, that's cool.
Malik. CJ, I speak for Caleb, though. Indiana's not better than Atlanta.
Oh, no. No. Nah, not they public schools. No, oh, not no chance.
Are y'all serious?
No chance.
Y'all not better than Georgia.
We had the best public school in Florida last year, Calvary Christian.
I think y'all is
– it was nice.
Delusional.
Georgia over Indiana.
Indiana's a basketball state.
Bro, Indiana is not better.
Indiana basketball state.
DJ, you worked the camp too, bro. You saw.
Think about it. Where y'all play college basketball at? Indiana. Okay then.
That's not high school. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about college. It's all in there. This opened up a real can of worms. I didn't realize this was such a touchy subject, but this is fun.
Indiana public schools are not better than at Georgia. No, it's not at all.
Okay, here's what I think a lot of people from Indiana would say is that talent wise, there's a lot of talent everywhere. You know, in a city like Atlanta, you know, probably has more talent than a lot of cities in Indiana. But I think where people take a lot of pride in Indiana high school basketball is the coaching and kind of the development of the teams and the player development and the ability for a state as small as Indiana to produce such an abnormally large number of guys who end up getting drafted. So I think that's what most people from Indiana would say. So there's probably, I would say, good arguments being made on both sides here. Okay. But to CJ's point, Indiana's still better. So that's probably the last word.
Who's the last person to come from Indiana?
I'm done. I'm not talking.
We're not going to chat no more than that.
I don't think we're going to make any progress there.
Jay Nivey just got drafted. He from Indy. Blake Wesley just got drafted. He from Indy. What you mean?
We said y'all have good players. We said that. We know that.
Yeah, players.
I'm saying KB asked who was the last person to come from Indiana.
Two of them. I was arguing about like states, like public schools, like high schools. We're not talking about players right now. We know players is everywhere around.
And plus, Ivy went to La Lu.
That's an Indy fool.
He's not from Indy.
We spanked La Lu three times in a row this year.
So on the topic of Jaden Ivey scoop, there's a question I wanted to ask you. You know, last night, Jaden Ivey, Keegan Murray, Johnny Davis, you know, all got drafted in the lottery. You know, and these are guys who, you know, were okay to pretty good as a freshman and had huge breakouts as a sophomore. You know, you're getting ready to enter your sophomore season. I'm curious, like, what their examples kind of mean to you as you get mentally prepared for this season, because I'm sure you saw there was a list that came out, you know, top 25 breakout candidates for this season, and you were on it, you know, as a guy that was, you know, highly rated coming out of high school and, you know, probably didn't, you know, produce as much as you wanted to as a freshman, but now a lot of people are looking at you as a potential breakout. Like, do you take anything from those examples and how they broke out as sophomores as you kind of get ready for your own sophomore season?
Well, I mean, I really just see it as like an opportunity being there. Like, as far as like the list and the breakout candidates, like that's fool's gold. Like, cause you still got to put work towards that to, you know, actually have a really good season and, you know, have a chance at being drafted. But I mean, for me, just, I feel like the same way they saw it was like, you know, I have an opportunity to play better this year and, you know, put a lot of things forth that, you know, helped me, you know, get drafted to the NBA. But more so just help my team win, because it's like for them, they got better. Their team got better. Like Johnny Davis won a lot of games for Wisconsin this year. Keegan Murray, Jaden Ivey, like, you know, so they really helped their team win, which helps a lot more, you know, with, you know, that next level. But, you know, for me, it's just like I got an opportunity that I can take advantage of. And, you know, it's going to be I would say it's going to be more enjoyable because I feel like we have a better team this year, better schedule, and everything is just like, you know, going to work out in our favor with work being put in. So that's all I really see it as, just like, you know, a chance to go out there and, you know, build on what I felt I should have done last year.
Yeah, makes sense. Support for the Inside Scoop is also presented by Home Field Apparel, the presenting sponsor for the Back Home Network. And our friends at Home Field Apparel, they have the widest and most extensive collection of vintage IU apparel that you will find anywhere. And as I'm sure you've come to know, it's not just IU. They started with IU stuff and the Bison logo that kind of took everybody by storm. And they just did a brand refresh, so they keep adding to their IU collection. But they're also adding other schools like crazy. They have, I think, 120 schools now. And so as you're looking to shop for yourself or for the IU fan in your life, or even folks who didn't go to Indiana, Home Field Apparel is the place to go for excellent fitting, ridiculously comfortable, washable vintage gear that really makes a statement about your fandom. And so go to homefieldapparel.com, use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, to get 15% off your first order. That's homefieldapparel.com, promo code H-O-M-E. Now, back to the Inside Scoop. All right, so we got about 15 minutes left here. So I want to do something kind of fun to end this. So I put something together here.
I might go out before the 15 minutes, but my phone's about to die, so I might be out of here in a little bit.
Is it? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, so stay on. Yeah, so if you pop out, then we'll know why. But we're going to call this teammate trivia. And so I came up with some questions. I'm curious to see how much you guys all know about each other and each other's basketball careers. And so we'll kind of go through here and ask these questions. And Malik, I have three questions for each of you about one of the other people on this call. Malik, we'll do all yours at the beginning. And after that, we'll kind of rotate through just in case you have to leave. And so I will ask you this question. If you hear this sound, which is the beginning of the Indiana fight song, of course, that means you got it right. And if you hear this sound, then you got it.
Guessing who it is. I'm just guessing who it is. Okay.
Is it multiple choice?
Or are you just... some of the questions are true, false. Some of them are not. So some of these are going to be a little bit challenging. Okay. So we'll go. You'll all get to see Malik do it, and then we'll go around with everybody. So Malik, here is your first question. Right. What position did Jalen's mom play at Lock Haven University?
Oh my god.
Do you know?
I mean, right, okay, think about it. Think about it.
She's pretty tall.
Right. You see how tall she is?
I'm thinking she played the 3-4. She played the 3-4.
Jalen will have to confirm. But I think
That's what I was going to say. That's what I would have said. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Just using my common sense, like me being a point guard, I would think my mom was probably a point guard.
Come on, bro. I'm thinking like...
I didn't think nothing less than a shooting guard. Nothing less than a shooting guard.
Yeah, he tweaked like, with the 3-4. See what I mean? Like 6 foot.
He's five.
Mm-hmm. I saw what Malik was saying, though. I saw what Malik was saying.
I see where your head was at.
Because women's sports, man, it don't matter how tall it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Malik's second question. What was Caleb's favorite sport growing up?
Football.
That is correct, which makes sense, coming from Georgia, which is football country. But that is correct, right, Caleb?
I heard that when we was going to church on Sunday, so I caught that at the last minute. So okay. I just caught that.
Good timing. Yeah. Good timing. Okay, Malik, your third question. When Montverde faced IMG in January of 2021, a game that Jalen alluded to earlier, who was the leading scorer in that game?
This year or the year before?
It would be 2 years ago.
That's when we was at the Virginia. Oh, I know it was Caleb.
Might have been Caleb.
I think it was either. Can I pick two? Or just
one? As far as I know, there was only one leading scorer.
I'm gonna pick the two leading scorers on both teams.
Okay.
Derek Whitehead and Scoop on both teams. Those are the both.
I believe that is correct. I know Scoop scored 17 points, and at least the article I read.
Because he hit a buzzer three at the third quarter, and he looked at our bench, and he was like, "I'm on one," or something like he said that. He said something like that.
I can't. Nah, you know I do remember what I said. You know what? Oh my! This is so funny that we were just talking about all this stuff. So we were talking to CJ. We was like, how like the Montverde IMG rivalry started, and we was like when Jeremiah dunked it for game with two hands, right? Yeah. And they had came all the way back in the third quarter. And, like, I don't think we took the lead, but I think I might have put us down, like, three or
something
or
like two. That.
I think it was three, actually.
And as I was running to the bench, I was like, they seen this before. They seen this movie before. Because I'm like, we just came back and won the game, but we lost. But, I was chatting.
No, that game was good. That game was fun to watch, too. I ain't gonna lie. It was a good game.
Is that a big rivalry between Montverde and IMG?
Yeah, it's starting to get real big. We lost to them twice last year and ended up beating them
to go to the Geico Championship. So it's becoming a bit rival in high school basketball right now. So,
like a friendly type rivalry, like, okay, we know we're some of the best players in the country, or like a kind of a nasty season, rivalry?
Nah, during the season, I feel like it's a nasty rivalry because, like, during the season, it's nasty. But after the season, you know, everybody cool because everybody go to those Jordan brands and McDonald's and stuff like that. We all kick it with each other. So, I mean, it's cool when we get to those type of things. But during the season, we don't look their way. They don't look our way. And then we just be playing competitive basketball on the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CJ, have you what have you told these guys about the IU-Purdue rivalry?
Nothing yet.
I've never seen one of those.
He know about it, but he ain't been in it yet. Oh my!
Yeah, I know how they be, but I ain't never. I mean, I felt the atmosphere in the crowd before, but being actually on the court, I can't wait for that this year. Just being on the court with my brothers going to war. That's what basketball all about.
Yeah. How would you describe that scene from last year's game, Scoop?
The first thing I always say is I couldn't hear anything in warm-ups. Like, guys is talking to me right in front of me, and it's just a mouth moving. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought, like, it's like, especially when I checked in the game, but even before that, like, I thought we were getting a stop every single play. Like, just like how we was playing defense, like how loud it was. Like, I'm like, because I know they hear it too. Y'all hear this. Like, and it was like you couldn't hear nothing. You couldn't hear the ball bounce. It had to be like electricity, like actually like in the air. Cause it was like, so it was crazy. And then like Rob hit the shot, but just like how the whole game went, like had the lead, lost it. And we tied it back up. It was a classic. But
it's going to be a lot of atmospheres like that, I think, this season. The IU-Purdue one is always special. All right, Malik, you went 2 out of 3. That's pretty good. So we'll see how everybody else does and see who the winner is. So we'll go through. We'll go around one by one now.
I'm sorry, Fino. I'm so sorry.
I think you should apologize to his mom more than him.
Can I ask Fino a question, though?
Yeah.
You know what position my mom played in college?
Shooting guard.
No, she was a center.
It was. It makes sense though, because she's not that. You know, she don't really talk too much.
Yeah, it's okay though. So we both lost. It's okay. I'm sorry, Fino.
All right, CJ, I'm going to go to you with the next question. So Jalen is the 6th highest rated recruit to come to Indiana since 1999. 3 of the other 5 are from the state of Indiana. Can you name 2 of them? One should be pretty easy because
you know one of them on your team.
Trace. Yeah, Trace. Trace.
I don't.
Trace. Oh, I know the other one. Go ahead,
Romeo. Romeo Langford.
Romeo. Trace wasn't one of them though.
Trace wasn't one of them.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think
it's Romeo.
According to 24/7, anyway. I'll double check this while you're thinking of the other.
Romeo and
definitely Romeo
from Indiana. Ooh.
Oh my God! I think. If I'm not mistaken, I think you just never mind. I ain't gonna say that.
I know. Yeah, I know.
CJ, but think.
Thanks, I'm trying, man. Guy.
1996,
bro.
Yeah, it goes back to 1999. The 24/7 database.
Oh yeah.
One guy is still in the NBA. The other one played for your favorite team.
My goodness!
Am I tweaking?
CJ, he's still in the league.
Oh my goodness.
Vic ain't like from you, Indy.
Can I give him some assistance or something?
Victor Oladipo?
No.
Well, Victor wasn't even Cody a very Zeller. High recruit. Is and he's from Zeller? Maryland. It's Cody Zeller, yes.
It's Cody. You just met him.
He was at the gym. He had the gym right now.
I ain't think he was that highly ranked. Yeah,
But he was a top 15 recruit.
Cody did tell me he played at Portland last year.
Bro, he had a Blazers shirt on. Oh,
he had
a Portland shirt on.
Oh my goodness.
Bro, y'all got I don't be looking at stuff like that. I mean, and, I heard they say he played for Portland
So the other two who are from out of state are Noah Vonleh and DJ White. And the highest rated recruit in Indiana history is Eric Gordon, currently with the Houston Rockets for now.
He was number one.
He was number one. I thought about Eric. He went to NC. Yep. I mean, yeah, NC.
Yeah, he was number one or number two in his class with Derrick Rose, I think, was in the same class. Those guys were one and two. Okay, so CJ missed that one. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb, where did Malik commit first before making the wise decision to come to Indiana?
Oh, man.
No brainer.
Come on, G.
Nah, I thought man. This one was going
to
be too easy.
He committed to Florida,
He's talking about some knobs.
All right.
he's hilarious.
Okay, so you got that one right. Jalen, I'll come to you with the next one. So this is a true or false question. True or false, Malik had a double-double in the national championship game and the Jordan Brand Classic game.
That's false.
That is false. I need to get back to the to the sound. Malik, do you remember your numbers from those two games?
I didn't have a double-double in the national championship game, but I did have a double-double in the Jordan Brand.
Wait, see, I have it. I have it different. I have you as 14-12 in the title game and 10-9 in the Jordan Brand game.
Oh, was it 10-9? Why do people keep telling me I had a double-double in the Jordan Brand
game? They probably be rounded.
Yeah, they might have rounded up there. I thought I had 10-10 in the Jordan Brand. I didn't know how much I had in Geico. I swear.
Yeah, it could depend on where you look.
I'm wrong too. So.
At least where I looked and got stats. That's what it said.
But yeah.
All right, Scoop, I'm coming to you with this one. True or false, Caleb averaged a double-double last season at Fayette County.
True.
What was the answer?
True.
Correct. 23 points, 10 rebounds, like 1.5 steals a game, right, Caleb?
Yeah. Sound about right.
Yeah, KB.
Very KB nice, was getting okay. busy out there.
Playing against the Tilly.
Tilly, yeah, all right.
Okay, so we will go to CJ next. And CJ, here's another question about Caleb. True or false, Caleb scored more than 2,000 points in his high school career.
True.
That is true.
KB 2K.
My phone
that
was dying.
Is correct. What was the final number, Caleb?
The final number is like 2,100 in the 100s. I can't remember. Maybe more. I don't know.
Do you know who the all-time leading scorer in Georgia history is?
I do.
Who?
Is it Lou Williams?
It is Lou Williams. That's right. 3,300 points, I think. That's bonus points there for Jalen.
Hey, look, how I bet, and I'm not even from your city.
Had to be sweet Lou.
That's the only thing about Lou.
Who would it be?
I mean, he's still cold, but high school, he was that guy.
I mean, it could have been a couple folks.
Okay, Caleb, the next question is for you. CJ set a school record for three-pointers in a game. How many did he make?
Oof.
You got to think big.
I'm going to go with nine. He had to hit like nine.
That is correct. What was that night like, CJ?
Man, I couldn't miss. I was pulling that boy from damn near half, and everything was going in. I'm talking about, nigga, as soon as I caught it, going in.
Like, did you know in warm-ups that you were that hot, or did it just kind of develop through the game?
I really went into the game. I injured, I don't know if y'all know, but I dislocated my thumb my sophomore year. So I came back junior year and I hit it the game before that. So I had a bandage wrapped around my shooting hand. And so I didn't think I was really going to go in shooting that well because I had a big wrap over my hand. But I ended up setting the record that game. So I need to get that wrap back.
Yeah, if you're ever in a shooting slump, just get the wrap back and see if you can recreate that magic. All right, Jalen, this question is for you. What was Tamar's season high in scoring last season? In a game. He did it twice. Bonus points if you can name one or both of the games.
It ain't that high.
13.
Very good. Do you know which opponents? It was against Big Ten teams.
I really forget, honestly. I want to say
Was Penn State one of them?
Mm-mm. Was it Rutgers? Oh, no.
Nope.
Northwestern.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. Honestly.
Illinois.
Nope. Are you just guessing? You just throwing team names out?
I really don't. At this point, I really don't.
Do you remember, Scoop?
Yeah, it was Nebraska and Michigan State.
That's right. That's right. A huge first half against Nebraska when things were not going very well. That got that game pointed back in the right direction. Okay. Impressive, Jalen. Another question correct. All right, Scoop, coming to you with this one. CJ was recently named the MVP of the prestigious Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series, where he averaged a point per minute across the two games. How many points did he score and minutes played? Across two games.
One game. Oh, across two games?
Across two games. He scored a point per minute. How many points in the two games?
I know he had 41 in one of the games.
Come on, Scoop.
I didn't know it was two. It's two games?
Nah, think about it. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Think about that. Point per minute. So what? He scored 81.
Nah. Okay, think about what you just said. 41 points in one
think
game.
Think about it. You've seen he scored 41 a point. Points.
Oh, and it's 32 minutes. 32 minutes in the game, right?
Oh, man.
I'm saying, Scoop, you think about it too hard, G.
And the 41 is right, though, right?
Is that your answer? Is 41 your answer?
No. My answer is 70. 70.
The answer is 41, G.
Bro, what you read on the Twitter thing,
that was two games. That was two games. Okay.
I thought that was one game. They said, why would they do that?
They put one game for 41 points, but they wrote it wrong on Twitter.
That's you feel me? That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's what
I said. I know he had one game. So I really got it right.
Well, but if he scored a point per minute across two games, it's probably not going to be 41. But I see how you might have gotten that wrong.
The games was like each game was like 40 minutes. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was 20. We played 20 minute halves.
All right. So we'll say that's wrong with an asterisk because
Twitter steered you wrong, though. Like, you feel me?
Okay. We'll give you like partial credit for that one, Scoop. Okay. One more question for each of you. CJ, Scoop became an NIL pioneer last season by striking a deal with an Indiana podcast to do a series of episodes during the season. What podcast was Tamar's show a part of?
I ain't gonna lie, Scoop. I do not know this one.
I mean, you own it, but you just don't know the name.
Inside the Scoop.
The show was called The Inside Scoop, but what larger podcast was it a part of? What larger podcast published those episodes?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
It is The Assembly Call, which is the podcast that you are on right now. But we will not take that. Assembly. That is okay.
That's on me. I just thought I was on Inside the Scoop.
Well, it is. It's The Inside Scoop on the Assembly Call.
Inside the Scoop.
Yeah. Okay. A couple more here. Caleb, Jalen's Instagram links to the Pheno Project. What does Pheno stand for?
Oh, my God.
He don't know.
But come on now. You know, I don't need no help, you know.
Failure is no option. That is correct. Very good.
Why couldn't I get no question like that? Like, I need a question.
I knew you would know the answer to that, Malik. I wasn't going to give you that one. Okay, a couple more. Jalen. Yes. Who averaged more points per game out of anyone last season on this call? Who averaged the most points per game in last basketball season?
Caleb Banks.
Hmm. Just beat him out. CJ averaged 23.5. Caleb averaged 23.0.
Okay, okay.
You know, CJ putting up his shots. Ain't nobody in India.
That don't tell the wins.
I heard that.
That's what I was saying. Like,
it's Malik cool. is still throwing shade on Indiana high school basketball.
I'm saying he's done. He's not on Zoom anymore. I've been hearing him call him the Tiddlywinks. You know, 40.
You missed about half a point, though. You good, fiend. You 2 for 3?
Let's see. Okay, so Malik was 2 for 3. CJ, you were 1 for 3. Caleb got every question correct. Jalen, 2 for 3. And Scoop, you have one more question. Okay, so like Malik, you decommitted from your original college choice after a head coaching change before committing to Indiana. You both committed to Indiana in April, just one day apart on the calendar. So a year apart, obviously, but one day apart on the calendar. Which one of you committed earlier in April? You or Malik?
Oh.
So you got to really know your dates to get this one right.
Can I give Scoot a little hint?
Absolutely.
I went the week before the little whatever it is.
Who's your students?
No. This is April.
Little Five.
The week before the little, you know, the little, they have all the parties every day.
Little Five.
So I went the week before that.
Week before that, day before.
It's the same week though. Same week.
So it's the day before. I think I'm gonna say me.
Malik committed on April 18th. You committed on April 19th.
That's crazy.
That's now a hard one.
That really is crazy, though.
I didn't know that, but that is
a difficult one. Okay, so Caleb, you are the winner. 3 for 3. Congratulations. An excellent performance here on the first edition of Teammate Trivia.
Yeah, KB.
On the Inside Scoop, which is on what podcast, CJ?
Assembly Call.
The Assembly Call. That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, Jalen and Malik, before we get out of here, I know you guys are Hoosier Hysterics NIL ambassadors. Hoosier Hysterics, a fellow Indiana basketball podcast. Is there anything that you guys want to say in your role as ambassadors to help promote up the NIL collective?
Want to start it off, you know?
I mean, sure. I don't want to speak from Malik, but for me, it's just it was a blessing to be able to, you know, have this opportunity. You know, just to have a platform to be able to collab with them. And, you know, I've been looking at the Hoosier Hysterics stuff for a while now, ever since I committed to Indiana. So, like I said, it's definitely a blessing, and I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing the, you know, partnership with them.
Definitely, it's a blessing, you know, just to get to know them, be on a podcast and do a couple posts for them. They do a lot of stuff around Indiana basketball, and, you know, it's just truly a blessing to be on, an ambassador for them. So, thank you. Thank you for that.
All right. So do you guys have time for one more question or do you guys need to roll?
No, we're good.
We got time.
Okay. So I had a tiebreaker question in case you were tied. You weren't because Caleb won, but I'm curious to see what you guys will say. So your head coach, Mike Woodson, scored 2,062 points in his IU career. That's the fifth most in IU history. And Trace is also on the short list of players who have scored 1,500 or more points. There have been 17 of those. Do you know how many points Trace needs this season to pass Mike Woodson on the all-time IU scoring list?
Probably like 374.
Okay, so 374. Who was that, Caleb?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much does Coach Woodson have again?
2,062, and Trace has at least 1,500. So that gives you a range. So Caleb says 374.
I say 450.
Malik says 450. Jalen's thinking.
I say 370.
Okay, CJ says 370.
Thinking like 462.
Jalen says 462. Scoop, you have a guess?
344, like somewhere around there.
Jalen's going to win this one. Trace needs 474 points. So Jalen was the closest at 462. So if Trace averages 13.5 points over 35 games, which is what he averaged his freshman season, he will do that. What amount of trash talk do you think there would be between the two of them as if Trace got close to that record?
I mean, always, so.
Thanks, Larry.
But Woody know how to trash talk too, so it's going to be some big time trash talk.
I bet Woody is a good trash talker, isn't he?
Yeah, great. He wouldn't be worried about it. He's still
his favorite line.
Yeah. If I could still get on this court, that's what you always be talking
bust
about.
Y'all.
That's awesome. Well, guys, hey, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it, Scoop. Thanks for putting this together. This was a great way to bring the Inside Scoop back. And anytime you guys want to come back on the Assembly Call, you're welcome. And I know I speak on behalf of our entire audience when I say welcome to Bloomington. Good luck in your freshman season. And we'll be cheering you guys on as the season goes on. So yes, thanks for coming. And
Thank you. Thank you for the time. Thank Absolutely. You for school for setting it up.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, y'all. All right.
And thank you for being here for this edition of The Inside Scoop with Tamar Bates. Really glad that we were able to get this going again. We have some more episodes planned for the future, but my thanks to Tamar for being here and for setting this up. And, of course, thanks to Jalen and Malik and Caleb and CJ for being here and having so much fun and being so candid and, you know, just giving us a little window into to how those guys interact. A real treat for everybody who follows IU basketball. Thanks, of course, to our sponsors. The presenting sponsor of the Inside Scoop, Speakeasy Sales Copy. Make sure that you go to speakeasysalescopy.com and see how Clay can help you drive more leads and more business to your business. And, of course, our friends at Home Field Apparel, the presenting sponsor for the Back Home Network. Go to homefieldapparel.com. Use that promo code HOME to get 15% off. And thank you again for being here. Until next time, as always, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim. Go Hoosiers.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.